Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again?
I'm just heartbroken for these families.
I have a friend in Nashville, so I knew of one of the little girls. And the thought that any of us could send our children and not get to hug them again.
Mm-hmm. My kids go to school right next to a school where there was a shooting.
Melissa Joan Hart, mom to three boys ages 10, 15, and 17, says she wound up aiding fleeing students.
Bullshit.
In 2020, we visited Melissa at home just after she moved her family to Nashville, hoping for an exciting new chapter. Now she's reminded of the place and the other tragedy she thought she had left behind.
We moved here from Connecticut, where we were in a school a little ways down from Sandy Hook. So this is our second experience with a school shooting.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
And Ben, if I could just interject here. I mean, I think, you know, you said we both have children. A lot of people have children. We all know that our children, our young children, do these active shooter drills at school. It's not just the earthquake drills and the fire drills anymore. They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today. It was a reality. They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today. They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today. They do these active shooter drills. That's what happened here today.
Hear from the active shooter training instructor who helped the school be prepared.
His company, Defense Systems, had conducted active shooter drills at Covenant School.
How seriously did the Covenant School take this training?
Extremely seriously. They reached out in the fall of 21 originally. Catherine Kuntz, the head of school, contacted us, sat in on our training at another school, hired us on the spot at that training, and brought us in on our first available date, and was excited to bring this to her faculty, as bad as that sounds. But she really felt strongly about her staff's ability to perform with the right information.
Frank, was it surreal to be back in the Covenant School after spending so much time talking to them about this?
Very, yeah. It still doesn't feel real. It still doesn't feel real. It still doesn't feel real. It still doesn't feel real.
And also there, a colleague of Catherine Kuntz who recalled that the last conversation she had with her was about active shooter training.
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired? To cover all of these mass shootings. I'm from Highland Park, Illinois. My son and I survived a mass shooting over the summer. I am in Tennessee on a family vacation.
It's a phony fake show. 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 It's a phony.
I would normally say, you know, please try to spread the word around, but they're doing it for you. They're showing you that it's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's a fake show. It's a phony fake show. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's fake. Fake.
I step inside.